Hello, good morning. Good morning, dear friends, and welcome to a new episode of this podcast on English learning tips. And I know that you're busy at school right now because this episode is coming to you around midday. So you're probably at school now, especially for those who are here in China. So I will go right straight into the new tip for today. And remember, our ongoing series is on reading. We are looking at some tips, some things that you can do to improve your reading skill and to use reading as a way to improve your English level in general. And this is episode 024. So if you are new to this podcast, I would recommend that you go back and listen to the previous episodes so that you don't get completely lost. And so this is episode 024, and we will be looking at some more tips on how you can improve your reading skill and use reading as a way to improve your general English level. So that particular tip we're going to begin with today is to read aloud. Read aloud every time you have the opportunity to read something in English. This is a very simple tip, and you might be thinking, really, is that like a tip? Well, I will tell you this, most English learners read quietly. If you remember in your English textbook, when you have this text, you usually have text, reading comprehension text, and the instructions the teacher will always give you are read the following text quietly and answer the questions that follow. So I'm here to tell you guys, the teacher does that in class because he wants to maintain some kind of discipline and he wants to keep the class quiet and organized. But if you are reading during your free time, say you are at home and you are trying to read the text in your English textbook, or you're just, you know, reading on your own, reading something online, reading a newspaper, reading a novel in your bedroom, I would strongly recommend that you read aloud. Practice reading aloud. How does that help? Reading aloud, the first thing is it makes you realize that some words and expressions that you thought you knew how to say them, in fact, you don't. You don't know how to say them. So by reading aloud, you sort of challenge yourself and then you find out, oh, I thought I knew how to pronounce this word correctly, but in fact, I can't. And then it might push you to go look for the correct pronunciation of that word, so that, and then you have improved. So one thing to do is practice reading aloud every time you have the opportunity to read something in English. By reading aloud, you also improve your fluency. Fluency is a very important thing in spoken English. Fluency is the ability to speak without hesitation, respecting the stress patterns and the rising and falling intonations. And this is all part of English language proficiency. And for those of you who prepare for international English language testing programs like TOEFL, TOEIC, and IELTS, you will see that your fluency is always a very important criteria. The examiners always look at your fluency when they score your spoken English. So that tip of reading aloud can actually help you to improve your spoken English. Always read aloud. That's tip number one for today. Read aloud. Your parents will say you're crazy, your friends might be laughing at you, but do not worry about them. Always read aloud. And if it's possible, read aloud and record yourself. I shared this. I shared a similar tip when we were discussing in the previous, not the previous episode, but I think that's around episode 005 or 006, when we were focusing on spoken English, and I actually mentioned in one of the tips that you should practice reading aloud and recording yourself. So if you read aloud, try to record yourself too, if you have the chance. When you record yourself and then you listen to yourself, it will give you a feeling, and you'll be able to listen to yourself and feel how people feel when you speak to them. So this is a reading tip, but it can actually help you improve your spoken English. It can even help you to, in some way, to improve your listening skills. So that's tip number one for today. And we're going on to tip number two for today. Still, when you're reading, remember yesterday I told you about the thing that many students complain about. They say reading English text is boring, you don't understand what is happening, and so it tends to be very boring to hang on and read for a long time. So I would suggest this. Try to break down a boring text into paragraphs. In fact, in many official exams, the text is already split up into paragraphs. And each paragraph is usually dealing with a particular point and so on. So you can use this technique. You split up the text you are reading into paragraphs and give yourself this task. For each paragraph that you read, you try to use a pencil to write what is the main idea of the paragraph. The basic notion of a paragraph is that each paragraph discusses a main idea. So if you have your pencil and you're reading with a pencil, or you're reading with a highlighter, like I said yesterday, in each paragraph, you should be able to underline the key idea, or you can use a pencil to just write the key idea. It shouldn't be long, like two or three words. This is the key idea in this paragraph. Then you do that before you move on to the next paragraph. The time you stop to write the key idea, the main point about that paragraph, you will find out it's a change of activity, because at that point you're not reading anymore, you're trying to write, and that alone will make it less boring. But more importantly, it will make you think again about the paragraph. And if you have not understood the paragraph, you will find out you have nothing to write. That is something to remind you that you have actually not understood this paragraph. So make it a point that every time you read a long text that is proving to be boring, you say to yourself, for every paragraph, I'm going to write down what the paragraph is talking about, the key word or the key sentence or the key point. You can do that. For those who are very good with highlighters, if you think the key point is in the paragraph itself, you can just highlight that key point. And here is a hint. Usually, the key point of a paragraph is at the beginning of the paragraph. This is what we usually call a topic sentence in a paragraph. A topic sentence is the main sentence that introduces the main idea that will be discussed in that paragraph. So you could have a sentence at the beginning of the paragraph like, one of the reasons why I think the government needs to do more to prevent pollution in our community is that. Okay, so that first sentence already tells you what the paragraph is going to talk about. It's going to talk about what the government, why the government should do a lot to prevent pollution in our environment. So always look for that key sentence at the beginning of the paragraph, and you can then note it. That's very important, and in most cases, that's the key point that you need to retain. So, two tips for today. First tip, you should know how to split up your text into paragraphs so that reading can be easier and less boring. And the second tip, know how to summarize your paragraph, the main idea, every time you read a paragraph. That's it for today's tip. And I love you guys. Have a nice day. I'll see you in the next episode. This is Teacher D signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.